Today, we'd like to see the title of David's prayer for Solomon in 1 Chronicles, chapters 28-29. To the souls on this online read-through MP3 or YouTube channel on Earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 28, verse 9, "It is for you, my son Solomon, know God of your father, and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches all heart and understands all the intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever." What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 29, verse 1. "Furthermore, King David said to all the assembly, my son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced, and the work is great, because the temple is not for man, but for the Lord God." What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? Question 3, in chapter 29, verse 15. "For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow and without hope." And what does it mean in the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? In the last time, in the 1 Chronicles, chapter 27, verses 33 and 34, Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai the Archite was the king's companion. After Ahithophel was Jehoiarib, the son of Benaiah, then Abiathar, and the general of the king's army was Joab. When Absalom rebelled against David, Ahithophel betrayed the king and joined the rebellion. Meanwhile, Hushai pretended to support Absalom, and the counsel he gave ultimately led to Absalom's defeat. Cross reference 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 14. Chapter 28, verse 1. "Now David assembled in Jerusalem all the leaders of Israel and officers of the tribes and the captains of divisions who served the king, the captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, and the stewards of all the substance and possessions of the king and of his sons with the officials, the valiant men and all the mighty men of valor." Verse 1, David had completed the organization of Israel's leadership and preparations for the temple. As his life drew to a close, he assembled the leaders of the nation to transfer responsibility to Solomon. Chapters 26-27. Responsibility to Solomon describes the orderly transition of leadership, while chapter 28 records David's final public charge regarding the temple and the kingdom. Verse 2-6. "Then the king rose to his feet and said, hear me, my brethren and my people. I had it in my heart to build a house of rest for the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God, and had made preparations to build it. But God said to me, you shall not build a house to my name, because you have been a man of war and have shed blood. However, the Lord God of Israel chose me above all the house of my father to be king of Israel forever, for he has chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father. He was pleased with me to make me king of all Israel. David testified that although he desired to build a temple for the Ark of God's covenant, the Lord did not permit him, because he had been a man of war with shed blood. Instead, God sovereignly chose David from the tribe of Judah to reign over Israel, and from chose Solomon, then Solomon, not David's eldest son, to succeed him and build the temple. God's purposes are accomplished by his sovereign choice rather than by human custom or natural succession. Chronicles 49:10, 2 Samuel 7:16. 5-6, and of all my sons, for the Lord has given me many sons, he has chosen my son Solomon to sit on the throne of the kingdom of the Lord of Israel. Now he said to me, it is your son Solomon who shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. The kingdom belonged to the Lord, not to David. Israel's king ruled as God's appointed representative and was chosen according to God's will. Just as God chose David instead of Saul's heirs, he also chose Solomon instead of David's eldest son. God's calling rests on his sovereign purpose rather than human privilege. Romans chapter 9:16, cross-reference 7 and 8. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever, if he is steadfast to observe my commandments and my judgments as in this day. Now, therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of the Lord, and in the hearing of our God, be careful to seek out all the commandments of the Lord your God, and you may possess this good land and leave it as an inheritance for your children after you forever. God promised to establish Solomon's kingdom if he faithfully obeyed his commandments and his judgment. David therefore urged Solomon and all Israel to seek, learn, obey God's word so that they might enjoy God's blessing and have the land as an inheritance to future generations. God's blessings are experienced through faithful obedience. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, close reference. Verse 9, it is for you, my son Solomon, know God of your father, and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches all hearts and understand all the intent of the thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. This is question one. The Lord searches every heart and understands every intent. Nothing is hidden from God. Having experienced God's searching judgment after his own sins, 2 Samuel chapter 12, to cross reference, David urged Solomon to serve God with wholehearted devotion. If Solomon sought the Lord, he would find him. If he forsook him, he would experience God's discipline. This truth should encourage rather than frighten believers. For God fully knows us and still extends his grace. Cross reference right here. Then verse 10. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the festival and his houses, its treasures, its upper chambers, the inner chambers, and the place to the mercy seat. 12-9. And the plans for all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, all the chambers all around of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries for the dedicated things, also for the division of the priests and the Levites, for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the articles of service in the house of the Lord. He gave a good by weight for the things of gold, for all articles used every kind of service, also silver for all articles of silver by weight, for all articles used in every kind of service, the weight for lampstands of gold, and their lampest of gold, by weight of each lampstand and its lampest. For the lampstands of silver by weight, for the lampstand and its lamp according to use each lampstand. But by weight he gave gold for the tables of showbread for each table, and silver for the tables of silver, also pure gold for the forks, the basin, the pitchers of pure gold, and golden bowls. He gave gold by weight for every bowl, and for the silver bowls, silver by weight by every bowl, and refined gold by weight for the altar of incense, and for the construction of the chariot, that is the gold cherubim, that spread their wings and overshadowed the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me all the works of this plan. David delivered to Solomon the temple plans had been revealed by the Spirit of God, every detail including the courts, chambers, priestly service, and temple furnishings was given according to God's design, not human imagination. Like the tabernacle, before it, the temple was to be built according to God's revealed pattern. That is a cross-reference there. Verse 20. And David said to his son Solomon, be strong and of good courage, and do it. Do not fear, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. David encouraged Solomon not to fear the greatness of a task. God himself would be with him until the work was completed. Faith overcomes fear because God's presence enables his servant to accomplish his work. Joshua chapter 9, verse 9, close reference 21. Here are the divisions, priests of Levites, for all the service of the house of God. Every willing craftsman will be with you for all manners of workmanship. For every kind of service, also the leaders and all the people will be completely at your command. Verse 29, chapter 29, verse 1. Furthermore, King David said to all the assembly, my son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, he is young and inexperienced, and the work is great, because the temple is not for man, but for the Lord God. David reminded the assembly that the temple was not built human glory, but for the Lord himself. Solomon was young and inexperienced. So David called upon the people to support him faithfully, while believers themselves are God's spiritual temple. In the New Testament, a church building remains a valuable place for worship, prayer, teaching, fellowship, and the proclamation of God's word. Buildings should never become object of pride or greed, nor should they replace the true church, the people of God. They are simply instruments for God's glory and the ministry of his people. Matthew chapter 21, verse 13. Cross reference 3 to 5. Verse 2. Now for the house of my God, I have prepared with all my might gold for things to be made of gold, silver for things of silver, bronze for things of bronze, iron for things of iron, wood for the things of wood, onyx stone to be set, glistening stones of various colors, all kinds of precious stones, and marble slabs in abundance. 3 to 5. Moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold and silver, 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, to overlay the walls of the houses, the gold for things of gold, the silver of things silver, for all kinds of work to be done by the hands of a craftsman, who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord. David gave generously from his personal wealth because he loved God's house. Then he invited the leaders to dedicate themselves willing to the Lord's work. Like the construction of a tabernacle, the temple was built through voluntary offerings rather than compulsion. Cross reference here. Through consecration begins with a willing heart. 1 talent is 75 pounds or 34 kilograms. Verse 6 to 9. Then the leaders of father's houses, leaders of tribe of Israel, to captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the officers of the king's work, offered willingly, they gave for the work of the house of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 derricks of gold, 10,000 talents silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. And whoever had the precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of the Lord, into the hand of Jehiel the Geshonite. Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willing to the Lord. And the King David also rejoiced greatly. 10 to 14. Therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly, and David said, Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted at the head of all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign of all. In your hand is power and might, and your hand it is to make great, and to give strength to all. Now therefore, O God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly as it did? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. David praised God, acknowledging that greatness, power, glory, victory, and honor all belong to God. Wealth and honor come from the Lord. And everything the people offered had first come from his hand, obviously. Human beings merely return to God while the lady belongs to him. Believers are faithful stewards of God's gifts, not their owners. Verse 15, For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as it were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow and without hope. David confessed that human life is brief. We are aliens and pilgrims before you. Our days on earth are like a shadow. Only what is rooted in God's eternal purposes endures. Believers should therefore invest their lives in treasures that last forever rather than temporary earthly possession. Cross-reference right here. O Lord our God, all his abundance, that this abundance that we have prepared to build your house for your holy name is from your hand and is all your own. I know also, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. And for me, in the righteousness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things, and now with joy I will send your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the intent of those of the heart of your people, and fix their heart toward you, and give my son Solomon a loyal heart to keep your commandments and your testimonies and your statutes to all these things, and to build a temple for which I have made a provision. David acknowledged that all the materials prepared for the temple belong to God, because the Lord delights in a bright heart. David rejoiced that both he and the people had given willingly. He prayed that future generations would continue to maintain hearts fully devoted to God. Verse 19, a little ready. David prayed that Solomon would have a whole and undivided heart, faithfully keeping God's commandments, completing the temple. Genuine obedience begins with the heart that God himself strengthens and directs. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Verse 20, then David said to all the assembly, now bless the Lord your God. So all the assembly blessed the Lord God of their fathers, and bowed their heads, and prostrated themselves before the Lord and the king. Verse 21, 22, and they made a sacrifice to the Lord, and offered a burnt offering to the Lord on the next day, 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs, with their drink offering, sacrifice in abundance for all Israel. So they ate and drank before the Lord with great gladness on that day. And they made Solomon, the son of David, king the second time, and anointed him before the Lord to be the lead, and Zadok to be priest. The people celebrated before the Lord with sacrifice, fellowship, and great rejoicing. Solomon was publicly anointed king, and Zadok was anointed priest, confirming God's appointed leadership over both the kingdom and the priesthood. 23, then Solomon sat on the throne on the Lord king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. All the leaders and the mighty men, and also all the sons of King David, submitted themselves to King Solomon. So the Lord exalted Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, bestowed on him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. God greatly exalted Solomon, granting him honor beyond that of any previous king in Israel. While Solomon inherited immense wealth and influence, David's greatest legacy was his relationship with the Lord. A godly spiritual legacy is far more valuable than material inheritance, though each generation must personally choose to follow God actively. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20, cross-reference. Verses 26 of 20. Thus David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel, and the period that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years he reigned in Hebron, and 33 years he reigned in Jerusalem. So he died in a good old age, full of days and riches and honor. Solomon his son reigned in his place. David's reign came to its conclusion after 40 years reign. Though imperfect and mankind by serious failures, David remained a man after God's own heart, because he continually returned to the Lord in repentance and sought to do his will. Cross-reference right here, verse 29. Now the acts of King David, first and last, indeed they are written in the book of Samuel, the seer, in the book of Nathan, and the prophet, in the book of Gad, the seer. The records of Samuel Nathan Gill document David's reign. Although the writing of both Nathan Gad are no longer preserved, God chose to include in Scripture everything necessary for our faith and instruction, crucified there, with all his reign and his might, and the events that happened to him, to Israel, and to all the kingdoms of the lands. First Chronicles emphasized the importance of maintaining faith relationship with God. David's life demonstrates the continual fellowship with the Lord through his word and obedient worship, strengthens the faith, shapes godly leadership, and prepares God's people to fulfill his purposes. Cross-reference Psalm chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. So we covered what the questions. So you may continue to keep on praying all the mission report, especially. We are coming, you know, publish a new book in preparation of a Baltic mission tour. So basically, everyone, you know, encourage or unbeliever accept Jesus. That kind of is meditating the poems, the 40 is collected. May God bless you richly. Bye.